Good afternoon. Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have shared their story in our guest blog series, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Sharon Gill, who is a business coach working with women trying to help them create their best life. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you so much for having me, Trish. I enjoyed doing the blog previous. And I've been watching your other guests. So yes, I'm thankful to be here, especially in these times.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I wanted to start our discussion with a little bit of gratitude because you've been very supportive of this network. You've shared our posts, you've liked our posts, you've introduced us to folks within your network. So I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
Well, it's easy for me to do it because of who you are and what you stand for and your support of women. So I wanted to definitely have give the other women the opportunity to share their stories like you had me do. So
yeah, for sure. You know, one of the things I really loved about your story is one of the comments that you made is we have to look outside the four walls so that we can get business success. So tell us a little bit about that. What did you mean by looking outside the four walls?
Well, and I meant it two ways, figuratively and
literally.
Literally, it's true. Because on the literal side, right, the way my story started, you know, you asked me in that interview before about transition. And now I'm looking at what's happening today, right? And I was thinking to myself how prescient that was that we decided to go from the brick and mortar walls into an online space. And that conversation started in 2015 with my husband and myself. We felt at that time we wanted to do a shift in how we do business. You know, we run a law firm. So we were in the middle of running our law firm, which got 20 something years. I was running a charity, but we felt a shift that we wanted to have a more flexible lifestyle and do what we're really passionate about doing at this season of in our lives. Yeah. But it was, so the conversation started then. Let's get beyond the four walls. Let's get into a laptop lifestyle. So we began by branding ourselves a little bit on Facebook, a little bit on LinkedIn, but we couldn't uproot yet because we're in the middle of our companies, right? So that was the beginning of our transition phase. So that was the original get beyond the four walls. And now we are. the other translation was when I talked about purpose-centered leadership, what I meant with that was, okay, get beyond what you're doing within your company and look outside in your community and see who as a business, what charities can you help support? Look beyond the walls of business and look into what you can do as a socially responsible company. So that's my passion. What can you do beyond the four walls? That was my other four walls that I was talking about.
You know what? I love your reference to a laptop lifestyle because, you know, that's you're going to have to trademark that phrase, girlfriend, because that's pretty awesome. I have to say that, you know, with all of us finding ourselves, I don't know about you, but I've had to learn more about these online platforms in the last 12 weeks than I ever thought possible. And so here I am, you know, navigating or the mission control for a YouTube interview series that also works into a podcast. So, you know, how have you found the transition? Because you mentioned you started in 2015.
That's
so
right.
So what are some of the changes that you've gone through to I love the laptop lifestyle?
Well, you know, the first change is a mindset.
Yes.
That's the first change. With everything, Trish, it begins in the mind, right? So are you ready for that lifestyle? Because it's different. It's not, you don't have a staff in your office. You don't have, you know, the cooler. You know, it's just you and your business, right? And your computer. But the flexibility is amazing. And for me, I talk a lot about designing your life. Mm-hmm. So I've designed my life around this laptop to where I want to work 4 days a week, right? So I front load my week Monday to Thursday so I can have Fridays off. You're special. I'm working on a Friday with you, but this is fun work. But I have designed my life around my laptop and how I want to be flexible in this moment, in this season of my life. So for me, when COVID happened and everyone was complaining about going online on Zoom, I was already on Zoom.
Right.
Now, like you though, I've had to learn some other technology. Because I have a client who I'm doing a lot of corporate work for him. So I've had to learn Slack and Basecamp and other project management type software. But it's wonderful. because on my vision board for this year, my central theme was grow and stretch and grow. So this COVID, this everyone going home, seeking solutions, having to work online and continue their businesses have been an opportunity for me, a golden one, to learn and to actually get work. So it wasn't a big rift or shift for me because I'd already been transitioning all along.
Right. Now, you know, I've been watching we follow each other obviously on social, and I've been watching some of your social posts. And, you know, folks may not realize that you and your actual life partner, your husband, are in business together. So, and one of the things that you had said was, you know, he stays in his lane and I stay in my lane. And that's how we're able to navigate, you know, this wonderful business relationship. So, share with us, because, you know, there's lots of times when you and I are out speaking and you meet some really great people and they may be in personal relationships that translate into business relationships. So if you were to give some folks who are looking for, you know, some tips on how to navigate that, how have you been able to do it? Because you've been doing it for over 20 years.
Yeah. And we've loved it. And we get this question all the time, Trish, you know, from couples who says, I just can't work with my husband or my wife. I just can't. But what we have done, right, first of all, we respect each other's talents, right? And I think you have to come to the relationship saying, okay, what are you really strong at? What are you really strong at? And we're going to keep in our lanes. And we're going to have that mutual respect at work. And when we come home, we're going to drop the business right there, because you don't bring it home as much as you can avoid that. But really, it's really staying in your lane of genius and setting that tone for your staff. If you work with a team, set that tone for your team, because you don't want to be the wife of the leader or the husband of the leader, right? You're co-leaders, right? And so you have to set that tone from the very beginning. Like, this is what this person's world is. When my husband and I went on law firm together, he was the attorney. I had a head for business and strategy. So I was involved with client relations, team development, leadership development. Now, he's good at some of those things too, but that's not his best. So he did law. He practiced law, and I made sure everything works together. When we had the transition to the nonprofit, that was a passion of mine. But he was a supportive person. He was on the board. You know, he's, you know, one of my big advisors. So that was my main lane. And so know what you're good at and stay in that lane and respect each other. Communicate a lot. If there's, and also never disagree publicly. Just like what I tell my couples with your kids. Don't have a fight in front of your kids. They're going to tear one of you down. They're going to pick sides. Mm-hmm. So in the office, if we disagree about something, you're not going to know. That's going to be behind closed doors. Like, hey, I didn't like how that was handled. You know, you don't try to break that down in front of your team, because they're going to find that opening and they're going to set you guys up against each other. So
that's really, really great advice, because, you know, one of the things that I like is sometimes we don't know what our genius is.
Yes, true.
Right. And we need somebody to help us sort of figure out really what. And I know that with yourself as well, you're working with entrepreneurs. They have a passion for one thing, but there's lots of things that we're not good at as an entrepreneur. So sometimes it's really hard to put your finger on the genius. So how do you help folks try to sort of come just peel away the onion to get to what their genius is?
Great question. And I know you and I work both in a coaching space. And one of the things I talk a lot about is clarity. Right. So I get these entrepreneurs on the phone and they says, I want to do this, 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 and this, right? So usually they have five different ideas. And then I have to question, okay, what are your passions really? What would you do if money wasn't a big issue? That you would just get up and just love doing. You know what I find interesting? Most people would do something in the nonprofit world. They would do something cause related. So then I go from there, okay, what's driving that feeling? And then how can we monetize that into something that could make money? So if you're going to operate from your heart and your gut, what would that look like? What would make you want to get up on a Monday morning? And that's how I have to get them to go to that granular space. Because sometimes we go into business to make money, but there's no heart. It's just a money-making idea. There's so many money-making ideas and get-rich-quick schemes. You're trying and you burn out quickly. But that's not you. That's not how you were designed. You have to go with your design. What would get you up out of bed if money was not an issue?
You know, I love these conversations because you and I have so many shared beliefs. And one of them is that I always say to folks, you know, if it's all about the money, it's not going to last.
That's right.
Because it, as you say, it will burn out. It will fizzle out and you're going to be looking to reignite your passion for something a little bit different.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things that we talk about in the guest blog at the end, we share our three words of advice. And I've been really antsy to share your three words because they are so fantastic. You tell folks you must evolve. So explain that to our listening and viewing audience. What does that actually mean?
You have to always be growing, right? And I thought of evolving. If you think about a bean, right? You plant a bean in the ground, it dies. Then it becomes a seedling, right? Then it becomes a giant beanstalk, right? And so as people, we have to continuously be growing. And right now is a good time. You see how we have to all evolve and pivot with this online, you know, business, this online world. And if you don't have a growth mindset, it's going to be hard to evolve. If you're not growing, you're actually dying. So I have an evolving mindset. I think Tricia and I talked about how I like working with women, right? Coaching women and women only. So during this pandemic, I've been given an opportunity to work with a corporation, right? With a company that has men and women. So now I have to evolve a little bit to start working with men, right? Working with teams. But I have a growth mindset where I'm always open and ready to get to stretch to my limits. So I'm a big person, a big pusher of evolving as people. So you must evolve. If you're not growing, you're really dying.
You know what, Sharon? I really want to thank you so much for spending some time with me because, you know, what's really nice is that we get to be in an authentic place. We get to share a little bit about the person behind the logo, which you and I have talked about is really so important. So thank you so much for sharing your thought leadership with us this afternoon on this edition of Keeping It Real.
And thank you so much for having me again, Trish. Take care.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.